Are you there?
I am here. Are we live?
We are.
Oh, okay. Well, good
Are you
evening.
not listening?
Well, it's just you talking and you're just a woman, so what would you know?
Asshole. Asshole.
That's really early on for you to be busting out the cursing. Anyway, this is John Wilder and we're getting ready to kick off. We're doing our pre-game warm-ups. We're limbering up in the auditorium, getting all of our stuff ready so we can provide you the most professional and wonderful show that you will listen to right now. If you want to skip ahead about 2 minutes, that's when the show hits. But I can't guarantee we'll be funny until then, but we'll try. We'll try. Because,
And everyone knows it.
Yes, everyone does know it.
Well, we're boned.
Yeah.
All right, and it does say that we're live.
And Catherine and Tim are in the house. Hi, guys.
All right. Hey, Catherine and Tim. And getting ready here. Oh, and there's Mark. Mark's here like super early today.
Yep.
Sneaking in
super
here.
Early. It's like six. It's 6:59. We're like a minute away.
I know. Normally it's exactly
normally
on
it's
time.
Like here comes Mark. He's here.
Okay, so we are just about ready to kick off, and I'm sitting here seeing if there's anything that's absolutely happening that we have to cover tonight. And so far, I think I've gotten most of the good stuff right now.
Studiously twiddling your thumbs.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as twiddling, but.
Do you actually do anything with your thumbs other than twiddle them? I mean, specifically, that is thumb oriented.
Well, there's thumb wars. Come on.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Thumb wars.
Yeah, that's just a fancy way of twiddling your thumbs, though.
It's group thumb twiddling.
I'm
oh my
opposed.
God, we've got movie sign.
I'm opposed to all this. Bombs and bands. Carry on.
Bombs and bands.
All systems go.
Bombs and bands.
Science.
Bombs and bands.
Bands. This rebel has a cause.
Bombs and bands.
We begin as wanderers, and we are wanderers still.
Welcome, everyone, to the 140th live edition of Bombs and Bands and Wednesday Rants. As always, I'm your dedicated and humble host, John Wilder, coming to you from the penthouse control room of the majestic Wilder Industries skyscraper. With me, as always, is Mark.
Hey, everyone.
And Mrs. She just refusing to talk now.
No, there. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay. No, I had just realized that I had, because my computer was not here and I brought it down here, but I had forgotten to plug my actual microphone in, so it was just coming through my laptop mic.
Damn it. Now, because you talked about a technical problem, I have to drink. Here. There's a beer opening. God. That'd be the death of me yet. Oh, Catherine threw down the gauntlet. She said sampled Mark is best. You have to go, you're going to have to, yeah, you're going to have to up your Mark game, Mark. It's you versus you.
What? It's me versus me.
Yeah, it is. So how has the week treated everyone, Mark?
Well, I don't know. Now I'm in competition with myself. Let me do a quick thumb. Oh, I can't even do a thumb war because my hand is like
it's
thumbs
just
going to
be a total shit show, I think.
Gosh.
And you know, it's like you know your every move. Quizzer says, going to be that kind of show. Hello. Yeah, I think it's going to be that kind of show. But that's what you pay us for. That's why we make the big bucks, being in professional hands.
See, Mark, right. Mark and Sampled Mark, they always fight to a tie because they know each other's moves.
So do you have any? Anything you'd like to add or any superlatives that happened during the last week?
Me or Mark?
Mark.
Oh, gosh. I can barely remember last week. Is that a, does that count?
A Xanax is a hell of a drug. The missus, what do you got?
So many things. Not the least of which is that it's hot again.
Yep.
This is ludicrous.
And then you're going to want to talk about your medical problems. Oh, sure.
Oh, my hip.
I tell you, I'm a big lump.
It took a quart of fluid out of my lower back. But I did get the CPAP finally.
Mm-hmm.
And results have been so-so.
No, they haven't. They've been stunning. They've been wonderful. I haven't slept so well in a decade.
I'm glad things are going well for you. I'm struggling with claustrophobia, but I think maybe I've gotten that beat. So we'll see.
Yeah. So just from my experience, so I would come to bed typically after the missus, cause I have to write and stuff. And she has to get up super early. So I'd come in there and I'd know if she was asleep because she'd be snoring. Now that's not the case. And it's so quiet and she's so still sleeping. It's like, is she gone? Is she here? Is she gone? Is she here?
Oh, you just worry that I'm dead.
Well.
Just reach over. Are you still warm? Okay, good enough for me.
that's my concern. My CPAP is that it's going to kill me because I toss and turn apparently a lot. And that hose gets wrapped around my neck. And I sometimes wake up with it wrapped twice around my neck. I mean, unless my wife's doing something. But
that's never happened to me, Mark. So you might want to get the cameras out. Just saying.
You have a lot of dreams about fighting pythons, Mark.
I don't. Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got a big announcement. Biden has selected his VP candidate. It's Generalissimo Francisco Franco. And it's really funny if you listen to
the taste it. Yes.
All right, let's take us to that.
Is
street
this my call?
What's that?
Converse. Take us to the street. We have call conversation.
And now it's time for us to take down the smooth sidewalks of Conversation Street.
All right, Kamala's current strategy appears to be to take no interviews and to be kept in a Tupperware container until November. That, interestingly enough, I don't think would affect her blood oxygen content. Gavin Newsom noted that he said it was a fair process in selecting Kamala. It was bottom-up, open and inclusive. And he also said, as the end of that statement, that's what they told me to say. And that's the Kamala news, except for when Trump has a policy suggestion, Kamala jumps up and says, me too. And thankfully for fair and balanced journalism, 85% of news stories on Trump have been negative and 85% of stories on Kamala have been positive. So there's some real balance to those equations. So the missus, Mark, do you think the shrewd strategy of not saying anything and hiding until the election is over will work for Kamala?
I do. It worked for Biden in 2020.
I don't know. You know, the New York Times had a story, I think yesterday maybe it was, like the 25 questions that they would ask Kamala Harris, or I'm sorry, Pamela Harris. It's like Pamela with a K, right? It's Pamela. Mm-hmm. Pamela Harris, yeah. If she would actually sit down and answer a question, which I guess she's going to do on CNN tomorrow night maybe.
Except it's going to be taped, so we won't be able to see the raw interview.
Right, and they're going to send a chaperone with her to mansplain everything she says.
Yes, because they're going to send Walls, her emotional support governor.
Yes.
Just sit and pet him while he sits on her lap. Kim Walls, emotional support governor. And the Stallions, too. The Stallions like him. All right. Mark, do you have any more thoughts on that? On Kamala and where she sits right now or stands or whatever it is that she does?
I don't know. It's all made up. The polls are made up and, you know, who knows? And the cheating is going to be worse than ever before.
Well, every election has been fair, to be clear. Very fair. There's been no obvious cheating done by the Democrats. None.
Who said I was talking about elections?
So they're so honest and above board.
Well, you carry on. Here's the Trump watch. RFK announced that he'll support Trump to help defeat Kamala. And he tried to take his name off the ballots in battleground states, but is still on the ballot in Wisconsin, Nevada, Michigan, and North Carolina. Trump was indicted. Again. The latest poll in Michigan is 50% Trump and 50% for Harris. And Trump also indicates that he would have won California if, and I quote, Jesus had been counting the votes. Okay. I guess the big question for on the Trump watch is, do you think the worm that ate part of JFK's brain is doing okay?
RFK.
Yes. Well, JFK's brain was available as well, but let's just, oh, you're right. RFK Jr.'s brain. Sorry. It's even written properly. Sorry. jump on in.
If only you could read. You're like the ATF.
If only I could read.
Well, stop me because I can't read.
Well, I mean, the fact that the Democrats have moved to try to block RFK Jr. from withdrawing or having his name taken from the ballot, even though they have no problems with adding Kamala's name, you know, is an indication to me they're really afraid that his going off the ballot will add votes to the Trump. So
they really are. I thought it was fascinating, though, that... So Michigan, yep, it's got a Democrat governor. Nevada, you know, again, I think Trump has a chance in all of those states when the elections are so fairly run, or does he? Anyway, any more thoughts on Trump? He's getting almost all the press right now. The missus, you're done that?
Like 89% of it's negative, though.
Yeah. Well, the latest story from today was that a Trump staffer pushed someone at the Arlington National Cemetery because they were filming in the wrong place. And so, yeah, again, how believable that is, I think it's a pretty low believability, but yeah. Doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Mark?
Yes?
2 minutes of guns. In 1 minute.
Oh, hang on. I got to find my mouse.
she's giving you a reprieve.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so we have an interesting decision out of Kansas Federal District Court just recently. District Judge John Broomers ruled that the government failed to meet its burden under the Bruin test. Pursue a charge of possession of a machine gun against the guy. Basically, the judge ruled that the machine guns were protected firearms under the Second Amendment, and there was enough of them floating around for people to purchase and sell, as far as you know, albeit with a tax stamp, that they were in common use.
45 seconds.
They weren't abnormally dangerous, I guess. So, anyway. Pretty cool.
Wow. You left some time on the table on that one.
2, 1, stop.
See, and I really like that as well. I really like that as well, because if you go back to the history of the founding of our republic, not only could you have pretty much any gun that was available at the time, you could have warships. Quite literally.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be cool if Elon Musk had his own Navy. He's already got his own space force, you know, right?
That's true. I mean, he's got all the technology to build a ballistic missile.
Well, so he's got the ballistic missiles, and so
essentially,
some of them put something
in them.
Yeah. Oh boy, we're going to get calls or visits or something, but like, we don't have the missiles. Elon does. Just making that clear. We don't have ballistic missiles that anyone knows about, and they're not hidden. Oh, wait, So right now tonight, I do want to let the viewers know the missus did not have time to do to put together the Jackass of the Week, so you'll have to deal with just us. So
just the normal jackasses. Yep.
So right now we'll move on to Think Real Fast, which will be probably a little slower version of Think Real Fast. So carry us into it, missus.
Think real fast.
All right. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into space, one of Elon's Falcon 9 reusable boosters blew up on landing after its 23rd reuse. Mark, do you think that SpaceX is horrible because they can't fail on the first time like Boeing and strand people in space?
Well, technically, Boeing's failed on their third time, too.
The missus, do you think the astronauts that Boeing stranded in space will starve and cannibalize each other?
You know, I think that's highly likely at this point because they probably didn't pack any extra food with them. And God knows that Boeing would not have thought to have sent food with them, let alone applesauce in little packets. And so you know that just around the corner is...
massive cannibalism.
Yeah.
Do you think the Space Witch will survive?
You know, she's probably already eaten her fellow astronaut, so.
Yeah, and I think most
people... roasted him on a spit as we speak.
You're familiar with the Space Witch, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Making sure that that wasn't last week's episode, so yes. Ah, yes, Space Witch.
And all this footage goes through NASA first before it's broadcast to anybody else. So, I mean, you're right. She could have killed and eaten them all, and we wouldn't know because NASA would probably be covering it up.
Only person to go up into space and gain weight. there's a Donner Party joke in there somewhere. Anyway, Warren Buffett just sold another 1 million shares of Bank of America, and now... he has $278 billion in cash. Mark, do you think that he's saving to go on Wheel of Fortune so he can buy all the vowels forever?
That'd be pretty good. I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he's going to be like all the other wealthy people and start buying up everybody's houses. And then they can rent them. And that way we can not own anything and be happy.
Exactly.
They'll just all be Airbnbs.
Indeed. And the missus, do you think he's cashing out at age 93 so he can buy himself new kidneys?
I don't think he has to buy them. It's like having a blood boy, right? He's got a kidney boy too.
He's cloned himself so that he has a he has infant kidneys. You can put like a half a dozen in at a time.
But it's like that Michael Keaton movie, and every time he clones himself again, it gets stupider. That could have been such a great movie.
Yep.
The premise is hilarious. Wasn't it Multiplicity? That was the name of that movie.
Yep. And Cassie says it's gonna be bad, folks. Beans, bandages, and ammo.
Oh, by the way, I have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
This just in, I have the first photo of Pamelak and Tim Walz sitting down with CNN for their interview. Give me just a second here, and I will pop it up there. Oh, it's huge. Let me resize that.
That's very professional when you do it that way.
There it is.
Did you make that?
I did. I did just now. It's kind of down and dirty.
The emotional support walls.
Yes.
Send that to me.
Wow.
I will.
That's sort of like the 1980s invasion of the body snatchers.
I will clean that up a little bit and send it to you.
All right. Well, you don't even need to clean it up.
Well, I mean, you can still kind of see the dog's face there.
It doesn't matter. We're going for humor. Jim Wetzel notes. Codex says very nice. So that's Warren Buffett to emotional support dog. And I did actually have a late breaking news.
Oh. Which I find.
Breaking news.
Catherine says doggy style. Lake Gray. The United States is confirmed to have sent $239 million to the Taliban after the United States pulled out of Afghanistan and left them that Christmas present of all the stuff by mistake. So all this money was sent by mistake. Mark, where do we get the grant forms so that we can apply for that kind of mistake?
You know, that's a good question, but maybe we should be thinking about how many more mistakes like this go on.
No, you know, because if that money went to someone who was actually an American citizen, you know, it would be, they would be right over immediately, guns drawn, to take that back.
FBI, open up!
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, they would.
5 a.m. raid in your house, you'd be standing in your front yard, on your knees, hands behind your back, in cuffs, in your pajamas, and yeah.
But meanwhile, the Taliban would say, well, you tried once. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
No, they'd probably apologize to the Taliban for not sending it in unmarked bills.
But we don't even know if it actually went to them. I mean, we're just being told that. Well, it could have gone to Zelensky's mistress or something.
That's a good point.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that... I'm actually 100% certain that the Taliban will be in our face about that one. They're kind of pretty big on Twitter, and they actually have a kind of a sense of humor. The Mrs.
Yes.
Do we have that bank error card in a Monopoly set? I was thinking of sending that into the feds.
See if we can get some money that way.
Yes.
Bank error
in your
favor. Couldn't hurt.
Bank error in your favor, $239 million. Oh, my. But apparently you just have to be an enemy of the United States. And speaking of enemies of the United States, Beyoncé, Celine Dion, and the Foo Fighters say they don't want Trump using their music for his campaign events. Mark, won't someone think of the multimillionaires?
What? I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What we should think or what people actually do think?
I'm going to start this one all over again. Beyoncé, Celine Dion, and the Foo Fighters.
Here we have...
No, I heard that part. They don't want Trump using their music, which is, yes. You know, mm-hmm. I sort of think, tough luck. I mean, don't put your music out there for people to buy licenses for if you don't want them to play it.
Right, and it's not their decision anyway. It's the record company's decision. And we all know that the record company execs, you know, their least favorite thing is more money.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't like that, they should just go back to playing, you know, in grungy nightclubs here and there, or whatever Beyonce did. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and that is the funny thing about the music business, right? Because essentially, you know, you've made it when you sign all of your intellectual property over to some big corporation, and then they give you permission to perform those songs live.
So,
but
the missus.
You had no response to that, huh?
No, because I have a question.
I have
no
response to that.
The missus, do you think? No, the missus, should Trump instead have Hulk Hogan sing?
That would be awesome to have Hulk Hogan perform a Foo Fighters song.
Oh, I was just thinking it was Hulkamania song that he did.
Yeah, I would tune in for that. I would buy that on pay-per-view.
All right. Moving by along.
Maybe Mark, you can get a Neil Young song and use it as
record it and put it on Spotify.
10 soldiers and Donald Trump come and all sorts of Mark Hamill, celebrity spokesmodel, told fans in Chicago that if they were going to vote for Trump, then, and I quote, this is what he said to the fans, then you can go force yourself. Mark, is that what they call a microaggression?
I think so. I mean, that sounds like a threat. Go force yourself or somebody else will.
The missus, do you think he did a good job? Do you think Mark Hamill did a good job in Star Trek?
You know, he's a terrible actor. And he was not great in Star Wars. And let's be honest, much more attractive before the hideous motorcycle accident. So really, he's done three films. I mean, everyone knows the films after that don't count. So he's done three movies in his entire
career. Well, he's actually a very prolific voice actor.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because he's Luke Skywalker.
One of the most popular versions of the Joker is actually his voice acting of the Joker.
Yeah.
He makes a great Joker, you know, which is, you know, maybe why he feels such an affinity towards Kamala.
All right. Well, moving along, professional offspring and general creepy guy Alex Soros, remember he's the wife of Humit Abedin, visited Kyiv and some of the people over there in the government that have silly and unpronounceable names. Mark, why do you think that Alex isn't a real son of George Soros and is instead a clone that where Soros forced his consciousness on?
I could see him being a clone. I am sure that Soros probably watched The Boys from Brazil or read the novel and just thought, you know, that's the way to do it.
The missus?
You don't know, that was one where they cloned Hitler.
Yes, oh yes. That was the first R-rated movie that I saw.
Seen the movie and read the book.
Yep. The missus, do you think Alex Soros gets along well with Huma's wiener child?
Oh, they did have a baby, didn't they? Huh.
Do you think that he watches the child when she goes out on dates?
No, he's a bazillionaire. They have people for that.
But come on, let's face it. They're not dating each other. This is like the most made-up thing I've ever seen. All right. Into pop culture and music news. They're back, the British band Oasis. And I'll admit I was meh until I read an article in The Guardian by some SJW condemning them as the most damaging, and I quote, the most damaging pop cultural force in British history, noting that they hate everything woke and are skeptical of the narrative. Mark, if you had a threesome at an Oasis, would it be a mirage a trois?
That would be a good term. Not that I would have one, but that's a clever term. I applaud you.
But what if, Mark? What if it was you?
What if?
You, your wife, and your alter ego.
That's boy, boy, girl. That's not. It's still not good.
Yeah, but two of them are him.
That's still not good.
That's it.
Mark's like, I don't want to see myself naked.
This is a brain bleach time.
You know, I have to go through that horrible seeing myself in the mirror every morning. So, you know.
All right. The misses, when you think of 90s bands other than Oasis, does that give you some Nirvana or is it all just a blur?
You know, so here's really, I think, one of the major reasons the British hate Oasis is because they have eclipsed the Beatles as Britain's favorite band.
So the British hate them because the British love them? Me love them,
yes.
Because me hate them so
yes.
Much?
Well, the chattering class does.
Okay.
Because the Beatles. Come on. Are there any bigger lefties on the planet than the Beatles? I mean, the ones that are alive. Yeah, just Paul and Ringo, right? Yeah.
You're just thinking of that Imagine song where we're told that we'll own nothing and be happy.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of owning nothing and being happy, German police are investigating a person for calling a fat member of German parliament. The fat parliamentarian or member of parliament was named Ricarda Lang. Someone called her fat. Then the German police went to Gab to try and find out details about who called her fat, and Gab refused to cooperate. Mark, if German member of parliament Ricarda Lang were used as an entirely nonviolent pinata, do you think candy would fall out?
Probably.
We can try. Oh, couldn't hurt.
Just don't say it's a fat pinata.
That's right.
And then we have Jim Wetzel over here quoting Office Space in the thread.
Well, that was the Mirage a trois. The miss is, isn't it great that Germany has no illegal migrant crimes so they can have an opportunity to focus on people calling their fat politicians fat?
Yeah, I mean, that's the important part of that, right? Well, was she really fat? Then I don't see.
Yeah.
The
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the crime of belittling the ruling elites.
It's the crime of noticing reality.
and to, you know, to any liberal run government, that's the biggest crime of all, is to make fun of them. They're very serious people.
Very serious people.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if I have a soundbite of German. Let's see. This might be the closest I have.
Forest is moose and squirrel.
It's best I can do.
So now, well, I only have two more Think Real Fast. So would you? Do you have any more funny things that you would like to share?
I don't. I was doing other stuff.
Okay. No. The one you did was just wonderful. So. All right, so armed Venezuelan gangs have taken over an apartment and perhaps most of Aurora, Colorado. Mark, is this just an example of how diversity enriches us all?
Yes, I'm sure it's positive in some way. I mean, you know, if it'd just been normal Americans there, that apartment, nobody would even know about that apartment. But now people are hearing about that apartment. They're hearing about that town. It's like pre-advertising.
And I saw the video, and this completely looks like Escape from New York. It's everything's fenced in. Yeah, fenced in, and it's all boarded up. I mean, it looks pretty medieval. The misses?
Mm-hmm.
Are these just fine Democrat voters in training?
Absolutely. In fact, we should give them government money so they can buy houses here in the U.S.
There you go.
All right. Well, they're just practicing for when, you know, I've seen a few articles of certain former cabinet officials and stuff suggesting we should use the military against the cartels, and we should label the cartels as international terrorist organizations. And so I think they're just preparing for that day. So when they are labeled an international terrorist organization, then they can actually act like an international terrorist organization. And they've already got all their people throughout the United States.
There you have it. And our final Think Real Fast story or snippet or actuality, whatever we call it. Have you ever trolled the internet so hard that the World Bank got involved? Twitter user Barry Stanton, whose avatar is a British soccer fan with let's say it's an Austrian mustache, responded to two X posts by the World Bank, and his reply was, well, let's say it was spicy about illegal immigration and maybe the exact opposite of the message that the World Bank was sending. The World Bank says they won't advertise on X anymore because some troll is making mean tweets to them that they can't delete. Mark.
Oh, no. Anyway.
Yeah. Mark, why are there no World Bank ATMs?
Well, they are. It's just that they're only in places where they allow billionaires and dictators.
That's fair. The missus, do you think they'll print enough money to pay off the Venezuelan gangs?
We'll probably do it for them. Yeah. And then sends the Taliban by mistake.
Hey, you know, it's easy. You just have to get one digit wrong on that routing number.
And it heads to the Taliban.
Yeah.
They're like internet cyber squatters. They got all of the cool bank account numbers, and if you're just off by one, money's going to the Taliban.
I, for one, look forward to the day that we can talk about here on the show the time that the national treasury here in the U.S. falls for a Nigerian phone scammer.
You know, that day can't be too far off.
I know.
And one of them did try and get me on X a few weeks back. He followed me as the name Elon MUCKX, Elon Musk. And he said, "Hello, Mr. John, are you a follower of me?" And so I went over to his webpage, and he was talking in that particular patois that comes from Nigeria. So I told him that Ogun gonna take his mama. Ogun is a Nigerian god, and he was less than pleased. He told me Ogun was gonna take my whole lineage.
Yeah, it's a pretty serious insult in Nigeria.
Yeah, so I have personally insulted a Nigerian scammer, and then he blocked me. Oh, guess
You
he was
should have
mad.
let him on.
I know. I'm looking at that now. I'm going, I missed this wonderful opportunity. Anyway, well, that's all I got for Think Real Fast.
Think real fast.
Maybe we should have you made a sounder up for Think Really Languid, because since we don't have all the rest of the content, it's a little bit more languid. Any other final thoughts for this wonderful, wonderful evening?
Turtles all the way down.
Did you say it was turtles all the way down? Oh, I mean, completely even in the wrong window. So
I
slow.
like turtles.
Well, you know how they're supposed to be, the elephants bearing the world on their back, and they're standing on a turtle, and it's like, well, what's under the turtle? Another turtle. It's turtles all the way down.
That was
That's from
William
Color
James.
Magic, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and just always remember what's
Oh, Mr.
Norwegian.
James, it's turtles all the way down.
Det skill paddle. Norwegian for turtle is skill paddle. I don't even know if Norwegians have turtles, but that's what they have a name for it. All right.
And it's not like ocean dog or something like that. Their word for strawberry is yordbær, which is literally earthberry.
Is Earthberry.
Yeah.
And I need to answer a question before we go off. In fact, I was going to pull up my ex. Is he gonna expose my ex?
Oh,
Well,
God.
I still have the message from him, even though he blocked me. There we go. I will copy the exact language used by Captain Nigeria, Elon Muck. Nod that same organ, go wipe off your family lineage. That's an exact cut and paste.
By the way, the sound you make when you get up in the middle of the night and you catch a view of your ex as you walk by in the bathroom in the dark.
That would be bad.
Yeah, when your ex is exposed.
All right. Well, I'd like to think. Wait. Well, on that note,
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
that's the wrong one. That's the opposite one. We start again. We have to do it again.
That's
Did I do
right.
it
We have to
right?
do it all over again.
All right. Thanks everyone for coming for Bombs and Bants and Wednesday Rants. As always, I'm your goofy host, John Wilder. Thank you for coming.
And this is Mark.
Oh, is it my turn?
Somebody's got to go last.
Oh,
That's you.
we have to play out alternate Mark.
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
Oh, so close to hitting the post. And I am the missus. Y'all come back now, you hear?
That's the dumb.